Without a doubt, when Mary discovered her untimely pregnancy, her fiancé Joseph had to be shaken. How would this young Jewish couple explain their predicament to friends and family? Well, today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll presents another message in a brand new mini-series in which we're looking at the dramatic clarification brought by an angel of God. Though earth-shattering, the announcement brought a measure of relief and certainly joy. Chuck titled today's message, When an Angel Spoke to Joseph. And just before he begins, we step into the worship center to sing this medley of favorites.
Father, thank you for the joys connected with music of the season. No music like this Christmas music. Remind us again and again that it is a story that we never tire of hearing, that your Son, Jesus, who came to set the people free, to pay the price for our sins, how grateful we are. Thank you for the genius plan of the virgin conception, the virgin birth, the cooperation of that first couple working together against ridicule, misunderstanding, misrepresentation. Thank you for the hope that comes in knowing Christ and Him alone as Savior. Make the message clear and pure through the lips of these children as they sing and these instrumentalists as they play. We commit the morning to you now, gratefully, in the name of Jesus, our Savior. And everyone said, Amen.
By his mother helpless, close to her beating heart. Jesus laid in a lowly manger, facing a world of dangers. Come to turn me, a stranger, into a child of God.
By his mother helpless.
We're grateful to the Stonebriar Community Church Youth Choir and soloist Jane Parsley for this beautiful performance. You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living. And when you have a few moments later today, take some time to view the Christmas interview with Chuck Swindoll. You can easily find the link to this 30-minute conversation at insight.org/conversation. And now the message from Chuck titled, When an Angel Spoke to Joseph.
Well, we're into angels this Christmas. Last week, we met Gabriel, who appeared to Mary, you remember. And as I looked at that nativity scene over here, I thought, had it not been for the work of angels, I'm not sure all of them would have come together like that in such a meaningful way. All the transitions involved to make that come to pass. Angels fly their way through the Bible time and again. Did you know that? 17 books in the Old Testament mention angels 108 times. Interestingly, another 17 books in the New Testament mention angels 165 times. So for almost 275 times, they appear and reappear from Genesis to Revelation. And when they do, remember, they show up, they step up, they speak up, and then they scoot. It seemed like it's over before it starts, and yet what a message they bring. We're viewing three of them at Christmas time this year. Gabriel, who brought Mary a great revelation that she would have a child, though a virgin. The child conceived within her would be of the Holy Spirit. He would be the Son of God. The angel who appeared to Joseph brought relief and reassurance. Remember how he struggled? We'll look closer at Joseph today. What a gift that angel brought Joseph. What relief. And the angel who appeared to the shepherds brought great rejoicing. What messages they brought. Revelation, relief, rejoicing. Speaking of Joseph, we really know very little about him. Oh, we know a lot about Mary. In fact, books have been written on Mary, but I don't know of one substantial work that's been written seriously on Joseph, because we have so little information in God's Word about Joseph. And songs. Mary, did you know? I've never heard Joseph, did you know? I wonder why. What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Didn't the child lay on Joseph's lap also? It's almost as if he's forgotten. Matter of fact, that would happen if you went by what was recorded in the Bible. Do you know that there is not one word Joseph spoke written in the Scriptures? Not one word. Now, he had a lot to say and certainly must have said a lot to Mary and to others, but nothing is recorded in all 66 books of the Bible that fell from the lips of Joseph. We don't know a lot about him. We don't know his age. We don't know how he and Mary met. We don't know about his personality. We don't know of his siblings when he was growing up, anything about his family life. We don't know how he wound up in Nazareth. But here he is. There's an old saying that's quaint and familiar to all of us. Still waters run deep. Joseph could have sat for a portrait of that piece, that lion. Stable, solid as a stone, just, pure, a man of true integrity, diligent. We know he worked in the carpenter shop, but we know nothing of the carpentry business. But there he was, deeply in love with Mary. They were engaged. In those days, it was known as betrothed. The betrothal period was a year in length, and it was a formal engagement, unlike our engagement, which has to do with an engagement ring and few words spoken and lots of romance. But in ancient days, the betrothal was a commitment that was legal. The only way it would be broken is if one of them were unfaithful. And in ancient days, before the Romans came, the unfaithful person was stoned. Even though the act of fornication was done outside of marriage, it was done during the betrothal. And so all that to say that in order to break the betrothal, you needed to get a divorce. It was actually a certificate of divorce where the man would say, she is not going to be my wife, I am not going to be her husband, and would sign it, and the rabbi would sign it. It would be posted in the synagogue. It was a formal, serious event. But back to their tight relationship. It was wonderful. Until one day, Mary departed. Never left a note. There's no conversation between Mary and Joseph, though they must have talked every day. You know how it is when you're engaged. But he found out, probably through her parents, that she had gone almost 100 miles south to Judea, the hill country, where her aging cousin lived. Her name was Elizabeth. Elizabeth would understand. Probably that's what drew Mary to her. I don't believe Joseph knew that Mary was pregnant when she left. I think she waited till she got back to tell him. And by then she was 3 months along. He looked up one day, and the sun was at high noon, and he was busy in the carpenter shop, and there stood Mary in the doorway. Hi. She'd been crying. He walked over to her and embraced her and told her how much he had missed her. She pushed him back and said, Joseph, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. In fact, I'm 3 months along. At that moment, his mind began to spin, I'm sure. He stared at her and wanted to know who the man was, who the father was. Not some Roman soldier. Not that man that flirted with her when they were at the synagogue. Wasn't somebody she met down there in Judea, was it? She said, no. No, it wasn't any man. The Holy Spirit has caused my pregnancy, and though I'm a virgin, I have a baby in my womb. Well, we're so familiar with the story, the shock has left us, but if you put yourself in Joseph's sandals and you place yourself in front of Mary and hear these things for the first time and know that they won't soon be looking for a wedding dress, they'll be looking for maternity clothes if they marry. But Joseph decides, being a just man, he can't marry one who has been unfaithful. He can't believe the story and hangs a closed sign on the door of his shop, and Mary leaves to walk home alone, and he goes to his place and drops in bed. By now, it's nightfall, and He's exhausted, confused, and somewhere between angry and bewildered. She wasn't the woman he thought she was. God, how could this be? She's the one I love. And now this has happened. In his exhaustion, he fell asleep. Scripture tells us that he began to dream. And while dreaming, here we go, Angelos Kurios shows up, the angel of the Lord, and stands by him. He steps up. He doesn't stand in the darkness of the room. He steps up. And then he speaks up and he says, Joseph, don't be afraid to marry her. That which has happened is of the Holy Spirit. God has overwhelmed her. He is having his way. She is the chosen one to bear the Christ child. And you will name him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. The angel says without stuttering, clearly declares it. Joseph hears it. Oh, we're talking major relief. Relief. Let's pause there. Great word, relief. I first began to think seriously about it when my sister and I had a meal together several years ago. We were at a little restaurant, and she paused and pushed her plate back, and she looked at me and said, what's your favorite feeling? I said, after thinking about it for a few seconds, accomplishment, I said. She said, I knew you'd say that. You're the most anal person I know. You're so driven. I knew you'd say accomplishment. She said, I know one better than accomplishment. And I said, what could be better than accomplishment? And she said, relief. She was right. Think about it. You're in a courtroom. You have been charged with a crime, and you're innocent. And you're there long enough to hear the judge say, not guilty, you can go free. Relief, legal relief. There's occupational relief. The phone rings on a Friday morning, and you hear a voice on the other line, and the other end of the line say, congratulations, you got the job. We think you're a perfect fit for it. Can you come in on Monday? Relief. You got a job. There are other reliefs. How about educational relief? You're a high school senior. You've wanted to go to this school for 2 years. You've heard your mom and dad tell you about it, and it's your dream, but even though you've applied, you've heard nothing. You check the mail on Saturday afternoon, and there's that envelope. The corner of the envelope is the name of the school, and inside you read the word accepted. That's academic relief, educational relief. But there's nothing better than personal relief, like Joseph felt. But Joseph knew, because of a faithful angel who came just when he was needed and brought reassurance and relief. Now let me make it personal. This story is about acceptance, obedience, and patience, isn't it? First, both Mary and Joseph accepted the message. Isn't it interesting? When Gabriel spoke to Mary, she didn't fight the message. She believed it. She accepted it. When Joseph heard it from the angel, not one resistance, not one moment of hesitation. He accepted it. By the way, have you accepted the message that Christ was born to save people like us? Have you accepted it? Or are you still arguing with it? Still fighting it? still resisting it.
A question worth pondering. Now, on the last program, Chuck Swindoll described that surprising moment when an angel spoke to Mary. And now he's turning our attention to Mary's fiancé. Chuck titled his message, When an Angel Spoke to Joseph. You're listening to a special edition of Insight for Living. To learn more about this ministry, please visit us online at insightworld.org. Now, just before we hear a closing comment from Chuck, I'll remind you, he recently sat down for a special interview. In this 30-minute conversation, you'll hear Chuck describe his passion for reaching the lost, which was inspired by the Great Commission of Jesus. More importantly, he'll help you understand how to integrate this command from Jesus into your daily life as well. You'll find easy instructions on how to view Chuck's conversation when you go to insight.org/conversation. Well, even though the pandemic and its threat upon our lives has begun to subside, it's very clear that our biggest challenges may lie ahead. Chuck, along those lines, in recent days, you've shown us that our view of God's power will determine the course of our lives.
That's right, Dave. I believe with all my heart that God is not only big, but He's the God of limitless possibilities. Think about that. My convictions are founded on biblical truth. I'm thinking, for example, of Luke 18:27, where we read, "The things that are impossible with people are possible with God." And the same thought is in Jeremiah. The weeping prophet wrote this, "Nothing is too difficult for you," Jeremiah 32:17. In addition to these biblical affirmations, I can also bear witness to the God of limitless possibilities. I've seen His greatness at work in my own life again and again. For these reasons and so many more, I'm compelled to pursue what many people deem impossible. That is, to obey the great command of our Savior Jesus and make disciples of all the nations. That's right, all the nations. Would you be willing to join us in this journey? In recent days and months, you've heard me talk about what we call Vision 195. So this is not new to you. It's the passion of our hearts to bring Insight for Living to all 195 countries of our world. I confess, it's an audacious dream. In my own strength, admittedly, it's impossible. But I base my confidence on the God of limitless impossibilities. In the last 2 years, God has accomplished the impossible. He's guided Insight for Living Ministries through a global pandemic, as well as a combative national election, and a season of isolation we've never experienced until now. During this time period, we've kept every single radio station, and we have not missed a broadcast. And my friend, I believe our best days still lie before us. So, let's trust this God of impossibility, shall we? Let's pull together and let's offer our personal resources to tell of God's amazing grace in all the countries of the world. That's 195 of them. Please follow God's prompting and give generously. Whatever God has placed on your heart, give that and do that today. Thanks so much for standing alongside us.
Getting in touch and responding to Chuck Swindoll is easy. Pick the method that's best for you. First, you can call us. If you're listening in the U.S., dial 1-800-772-8888. That number once again, 1-800-772-8888. Or it might be quickest and most efficient to give at our secure website. That's insight.org/donate. Join us again tomorrow when Chuck Swindoll describes the moment when an angel spoke to Joseph. That's Wednesday on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, When an Angel Spoke to Joseph, was copyrighted in 2020 and 2021, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2021 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.